Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah nabiyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Amma ba'd. Today inshallah we'll talk about some of the adabul masjid or the etiquettes of the mosques. And as we know that masjid is the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it has certain etiquettes that as Muslims we should keep them in our mind and try to abide by them as much as possible. One of the important things is to really prepare ourselves while coming to the masjid. In Surah Al-A'raf, Allah says, Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid. Beautify yourself. Take ornaments even. Zina is beautifying yourself, dressing yourself in a proper way before coming to the masjid, and the kulli masjid. Because this is basically is a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that really, if we know the importance of this meeting, one should really try to prepare both physically and mentally before coming to the masjid. One of the etiquettes we know is to enter the masjid stepping the right feet while entering at the door of the masjid and saying the dua, Allahumma aftah li abwaaba rahmatik. And when stepping out, start with your left foot and say, Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. So this is one of the ahadith in Abi Dawud and in other books and in Hakim as well. One of the etiquettes is refrain from anything that will harm your other musallin, anything that will cause some inconvenience to others. Refrain from them. For example, eating things that will generate bad smell, for example. Specifically on this regard, there is mentioned the hadith from Prophet ﷺ said, "Man akala min hadhihi shajara, fala yaqrabanna musallana, wala yaghshana fi masajidina." Fi riwaya, "Man akala al-basala wal-thuma wal-kurrat, fala yaqrabanna masjidana, fa innal malaika tata'adha mimma tata'adha minhu banu Adam." So if a person eats onion or garlic or similar food that causes this bad smell, let him not come to our masjid, because the malaika, even the angels, they also get harm from what the human beings also get harm from, meaning the bad smells. So this is also one of the etiquettes that we try ourselves to abide by. Also the cleanliness of the masjid is very important, that we try to refrain from any kind of things that will cause some uncleanliness in the masjid. Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا صَلَّى أَحَدُكُمْ فَخَلَعَنَ عَلَيْهِ فَلَا يُؤْذِ بِهِمَا أَحَدًا لِيَجْعَلْهُمَا بَيْنَ رِجْلَيْهِ أَوْ لِيُصَلِّي فِيهِمَا رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدْ. At the time of the Prophet, or in old times, many of the masajid didn't have even the luxury of these carpets. They just used to be sand inside the masjid. In those places, one could pray on the shoes, while the shoes is on. But nowadays we have carpet and it's well maintained. So one should not come in the masjid with the shoe, and to keep the shoes in a place that will not cause its dirt or some unclean parts to come inside the masjid, to preserve it in a well place, in a place that will not cause uncleanliness to the masjid. One of the etiquettes also is to pray tahiyyatul masjid. We have talked about lots of sunan rawatib, okay? So let's say if there is no sunnah ratiba for particular prayer. Let's say you entered the Maghrib prayer, for example, or Isha prayer. You will say that there is no sunnah, so I will just sit down like that. But actually, part of the adab al-masjid that when you enter, you pray tahiyyat al-masjid. Okay? Tahiyyat al-masjid is something that you greet the masjid. Even so, if there is a space and the aqama is still further, so you can just pray tahiyyat al-masjid. You should not just sit in. And in this regard, there are number of ahadith. For example, إِذَا دَخَلَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَا يَجْلِسْ حَتَّى يُصَلِّ رَكَعْتَيْنِ. If somebody enters the masjid, let him not sit down before he prays to rak'at. One of the etiquettes is not to speak loudly in the masjid, not to harm others who are engaged in their ibadah. Okay, not to speak loudly. Even if that loudness is because of qira'atul Qur'an, let alone other things. Okay. In this regard, we could mention hadith of Sa'ib ibn Yazid rahimahullah. Since he is a tabi'i, so once upon a time he was in the masjid of Medina at the time of Khalifa Umar radiallahu anhu. So Khalifa Umar called him and said that, he says, كنت قائما في المسجد النبوي فحصبني رجل فنظرت فإذا هو عمر. So Umar threw a stone towards him to draw his attention. Sa'ib ibn Yazid. So Sa'ib ibn Yazid immediately came to Umar saying that, what you want from me? قال اذهب فأتني بهذين. So it seems that inside the masjid there were two people engaged in either discussion or quarrel. Anyway, their voice was very loud. So he said, جيني بهاتين, bring those two people to me. أشار إلى رجلين يتحدثان فقال من أين أنتما قال من أهل الطائف. So Umar inquired, where are you from? Because they were strangers, not from Medina. They said, we are from Taif. So Umar said, لو كنتما من أهل البلد لأوجعتكما. If you were from Medina, I would have beaten you. This is the default practice of Umar, very strict. I would have beaten you, okay? But good that you're not from Ahl al-Madina. تَرْفَعَانِ أَصْوَاتُكُمَا فِي مَسْجِدِ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. How dare you raise your voice inside the masjid of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. So it's really very important that one maintains this etiquette. one of the things is also perhaps the last one but not the least, is that one, when walking to the masjid, you maintain some kind of sakina, waqar. Don't rush, don't run to the masjid, okay? Especially when you hear the aqama or the imam is already in the first rak'ah or something, we tend to storm inside the masjid, right? You will feel the door is opening forcefully and everybody is rushing in. We need to avoid this practice, okay? The formula is very clear, as the Prophet ﷺ said, إِذَا سَمِعْتُمُ الْإِقَامَةَ فَامْشُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَعَلَيْكُمُ السَّكِينَةَ وَالْوِقَارِ وَلَا تُسْرِعُوا فَمَا أَدْرَكْتُمْ فَصَلُّوا وَمَا فَاتَكُمْ فَأَتِمُوا رواه البخاري ومسلم. Okay? So if you hear the iqama, just walk with humbleness, normal walking. وَلَا تُسْرِعُوا, don't rush. Whatever you were able to catch, complete with the imam, and whatever you missed, then when the imam gives salam, you complete whatever rak'at you missed in Bukhari and Muslim. So if this is the case, let's not rush to the masjid, and whatever you missed, you just make them up. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and help us to maintain some of these etiquettes. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu ala Muhammad.